This podcast is presented by Chicago Sports Nation. Chicago Sports Nation, enhancing your Chicago sports fan experience.
Welcome to White Sox Nation Podcast, brought to you by Manscaped. Make sure you get the all-new and approved Lawnmower 4.0 on manscaped.com. And of course, use our code CHI, C-H-I, and you get 20% off plus free shipping. Obviously, your host Jack Theo here. Obviously, we know the state of the White Sox right now as they were eliminated from the playoffs in Game 4 of the ALDS against the Houston Astros on Tuesday. So basically, this podcast kind of talk about the series, you know, what went wrong, what the White Sox need to do, you know, kind of a season to review and kind of what's going to be next for White Sox Nation Podcast as we head into this off season. So with that being said, for the White Sox, I mean, they started their playoffs last week in Game 1 on Thursday against the Houston Astros. Lance Lynn was on the mound for the White Sox, and for the Astros, it was Lance McCullers, and it was all Astros as they would take Game 1 and win 6-1. Lance Lynn gave up 5 runs in 3 2/3 of innings. And on Game 2 Friday, the White Sox lost 9-4, but the bigger story was the White Sox jumped to a 4-2 lead in the 5th inning, but the Astros would jump back in the lead in the 7th inning. A rough game out of the bullpen for Aaron Bummer and Craig Kimbrell, and the White Sox would go down 0-2. And then on Sunday, the first White Sox home playoff game since 2008, the blackout, the White Sox would win 12-6. They were down 5-1 early, but 2 home runs in the 3rd inning gave the Sox the lead. And then the White Sox would go on, and after a 6-6 tie, they would go on and score 6 unanswered runs. It was a big game from Yasmani Grandal and Aloy Menez, as well as Leary Garcia. The bullpen was hot as Ryan Tepera threw 2 scoreless, Bummer threw 1-2 1/3 scoreless, and Hendricks threw a scoreless inning. And then the winner go home game for the White Sox. They unfortunately would lose on Tuesday, as their season would end, as the Astros won 10-1. The White Sox jumped to an early 1-0 lead after Gavin Sheets' home run, but the Astros responded, and they took very control of the game, and they would go on and win 10-1, advancing to the ALCS to play the Boston Red Sox. So, obviously, I mean, the season's over for the White Sox. They end the year with 93 wins, 69 losses. They had the best home record in the American League, obviously AL Central champs. They had the 3rd best record in the American League and overall the 6th best record in the MLB. It's a very interesting year for them because obviously the White Sox win a division for the first time in a while. They get a home playoff game for the first time in a while. And, you know, you're happy with all those accolades and accomplishments, but you still feel like a void in terms of there was a lot more they should have accomplished. You know, I feel like for this to be considered a successful season, they would have had have won this series against the Astros. I feel like this team was, and the Astros are a very talented team, straight up. I mean, there's nothing wrong with losing against the Astros. They have the best lineup in the major leagues, and if they get strong pitching from their rotation, they're pretty impossible to beat, especially when their offense puts up 6 runs almost a game. But the point being is, for the White Sox, last year you make the playoffs for the first time in a while. Obviously, you went up 1-0 in that series against Oakland, and then they took 2 games, and then you fell. And then you go into this year knowing the talent the White Sox had, knowing throughout the season how good they were looking in terms of Carlos Rodon and Lance Lynn. But they also underperformed in a lot of levels. I think, you know, you look at all the good, but the bullpen did not perform the way it was supposed to perform. You know, Aloy, I feel like, was expected to hit a lot better coming off the IL. Yoan Moncada had his ups and downs. You know, I think people expected a lot more power from him. I think you look at guys like, you know, I just think for the White Sox, like, this all that happened was great. I think the White Sox, they're obviously here to stay, and they're going to win multiple division titles, and they're probably going to be in the playoffs for the next six straight years, maybe even longer. But the point being is that this was a team coming in with high expectations, a team that if they clicked, then you could easily make the case that they're going to win the World Series. But I think we saw in the playoffs, this is a very inexperienced playoff team. I feel like they need that experience, and obviously you can say, oh, well, last year they played in the wild card. Yes, but that was also with no fans. And now you go to this year, obviously the playoff atmosphere is 100% different than the regular season atmosphere. And for the White Sox, I think, you know, obviously being matched up with a tough opponent like the Houston Astros, you know, part of me feels like they weren't ready yet. And obviously you want to be like, oh, look what they accomplished. How could you say this is not a good season? But this is the thing about the White Sox. Obviously they have not been good for that long. You know, they've been in the process, they've been in the rebuild, they've been, you know, in the bottom of the AL Central for years, and sometimes you can get away with that. Well, they had a decent year, and that maybe they'll do better next year. You know, but right now for the White Sox, it's World Series or bust. This is a team that's fully loaded of talent and a team that you can't waste their time on the team. You know, I think of one example that I always think of, and especially Chicago sports. I look at the Chicago Bulls. Obviously, Derrick Rose got injured at that time. But I look at how good that team was and how, you know, how they really had a chance to go to the NBA Finals and possibly win the Finals. Like I said, obviously there are injuries and stuff, but still. And then you go to the Bears in 2018, how good that team was. Obviously losing in the wild card game to the Eagles. And my point being is that these teams are, you can say, well, yeah, they had a decent year, but who knows what's going to happen next year. I mean, in terms of those, both of those examples, both of those teams had the high expectations of being, you know, great. Both of those teams won their divisions. Both of those teams had chances to really win a championship, and they both didn't, and they both played under their expectations. And in the next years, they did not exceed any more expectations. I mean, the Bears right now are struggling, obviously, but I mean, they're on the rise at the moment. But for the White Sox, you know, there's a timetable in this long run of winning baseball games. You know, it's not going to last forever. Jose Abreu has about maybe 3 good years left. And obviously, guys' contracts are going to be coming up. And, you know, a lot of our players are on team-friendly deals. And I think guys like Tim Anderson, Luis Robert, Aloy Jimenez, when their contracts are up with the White Sox, they're going to want a lot of money. And I should say the same about Lucas Giolito. We don't know how long Liam Hendricks will be on the South side, obviously. But I feel like for the White Sox, you, like I said, look at this year. It was awesome. It was a fun season. A lot of great moments. You know, AL Central champs, you can never forget that. But for the White Sox, I feel like the goal at least was to make it to the ALCS. You know, at least win a playoff series. You know, the White Sox haven't won a playoff series since they won the World Series. So I feel like, you know, win a playoff series, then go from there. You know, I felt like that was kind of like the middle for the White Sox was, if you can win a playoff series, this is a decent year without a World Series title. But what we saw is the White Sox weren't 100% ready for that prime time action to play the best of the best when it mattered the most. And that's unfortunate to say because this is a very talented team, but it's also a very young team. They still have a lot of maturing to do. And obviously, Tony La Russa has some work. I feel like he made some decisions that aren't completely right, but I feel like for the White Sox, you know, next year it's got to be if the White Sox don't make the ALCS next year, you know, a lot of question marks will be there just because you wonder how long and how much this talent will stay on the White Sox. But, you know, overall, you got to be glad with, you know, how well some guys played. I mean, we saw the emergence of Luis Robert and how good he can be. Obviously, Tim Anderson, Jose Abreu, another 3,100 season. We saw a guy like Dylan Cease really evolve his pitching and, you know, makes us really excited to see what he's going to bring to the table next year, whether he's the four guy or the three guy, maybe the five. We don't know what the rotation will look like next year. And obviously, we have a lot of question marks going into this offseason. You know, what's going to happen to Carlos Rodon? It's already been reported that the White Sox are going to try to trade Craig Kimbrel in the offseason. So they're going to pick up his option and then try to trade him. You know, what are the White Sox going to get for that? You know, what are the White Sox going to do at second base? Obviously, Cesar Hernandez was not the answer. You know, what about right field? Are you going to put Andrew Vaughn in a designated hitter role? Or are you going to put him in the outfield? What about Gavin Sheets? Do you keep him up? Do you put him in the everyday right field role or just in a platoon swap? Obviously, you look at another starter just because we don't know what's going to happen to Rodon. Does Kopech become a starter? Does Crochet make his way up to being a starter? What happens to Dallas Keuchel? He has a lot of money on his contract, 1 year left. Are you going to just keep him there, or are you going to DFA him and eat up that money? You know, there's a lot of question marks for a team that's returning, I'd say, 90% of their team. You know, really the biggest question of who's not who we don't know what's going to happen to him is Carlos Rodon. That's really the only guy we don't know just because his contract's up. All the rest of the guys on the team, their contracts are still here. The lineup's going to be the same, and it might get improved to where they can get better players. And same with the rotation. Lance Lynn has an extension. Giolito's still on his rookie deal. Cease is on his rookie deal. You know, you have your three starters right there. Obviously, there's two missing. Does Ronaldo Lopez become a starter? You know, we talked about Kopech, Crochet. You know, do you sign a starter? There's a lot of starters that are going to be in free agency that possibly can give you an interesting, you know, debate. So it was a great season for the White Sox, and there's going to be still a lot of questions to be answered this offseason. I feel like with how good the White Sox are, you know, the ability to add more talent would solidify this team. And I feel like that's what they need to do. They need to add all-star talent. You know, hopefully Jerry Reinsdorf can go into his pocket and, you know, offer some money. I mean, I feel like right now the White Sox need to win, and hopefully Rick Hahn, Kenny Williams, and Reinsdorf can kind of figure it out and realize the positions they need to address and don't take the cheap way out. And I feel like, you know, going for Cesar Hernandez was kind of the cheap way out. I feel like, you know, there were a lot of better options you could have gone to, but you just wanted to hit Hernandez because he was a cheaper player. But now you have to really spend your money if you're the White Sox. And I feel like for the White Sox, it's going to come down to a starter, a second baseman, and a right fielder. I'm more worried about the second baseman and right fielder part, but those are the three needs for the White Sox. And, you know, how they approach it will be interesting. We saw them make moves this past offseason. Obviously, the acquisition of Lance Lynn for, you know, Dane Dunning, that was one of the biggest ones. The White Sox, obviously, signing Liam Hendricks was another big one. So, you know, there's going to be, even though the White Sox are a solidified team, a solidified squad that's going to be, you know, AL Central champs for the next couple of years, and obviously a playoff team and, you know, World Series contender, it's a team that still has holes to fill, and it's a team that, you know, a lot of interesting things can happen to in these next few months. So we're going to go to our ads by Manscaped and Anchor, and then after that, we're going to talk about the future of White Sox Nation podcast.
Breaking news. This is an important PSA brought to you by Manscaped.com. This is your public service announcement and the news you've all been waiting for. The Manscaped engineering team has confirmed that they have successfully created the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, which is now available for purchase in the US and Canada. This new trimmer was just released only moments ago, and we are one of the first to get our hands on it and share the news. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code CHI, C-H-I, at manscaped.com. I'm one of the first people to try the new 4.0, and I'm blown away by the performance. The craftsmanship and details on the 4.0 are next level. Their advanced ceramic blade and skin-safe technology is so good that it almost seems like Manscaped worked with Elon Musk engineers to ensure your testes are as safe as possible. Now, what makes this trimmer different than all the other trimmers? It has a new multifunction on and off switch, which you can engage a travel lock, which is created for people who like to travel. The Lawnmower 4.0 gives you the ability to turn the 4000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. The new trimmer even allows you to customize your trim all over through additional guard lengths with sizes 1 through 4. And looks-wise, it's sleek with a two-tone matte and gloss finish, even features a hot foil-stamped black chrome Manscaped logo. Show that mower off loud and proud. The optimized Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer is waterproof, so you can groom in the shower and not have to worry about making a mess on the bathroom floor. Did I mention wireless charging? The Lawnmower 4.0's new wireless charging system uses electromagnetic induction, which can help battery length last longer. If you're still trimming your face with your ball trimmer, it's time to make some changes. So get 20% off and free shipping with the code CHI, C-H-I, at manscaped.com. No person wants to end up with pubes in their mouth, and your balls will thank you. So you get 20% off and free shipping with the code CHI, C-H-I, at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com, and use the code CHI. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. Welcome back to White Sox Nation Podcast, brought to you by Manscaped. Host Jack Thiel here back again. So now we're going to talk about the future of White Sox Nation Podcast. So obviously with the offseason, the podcast will not be coming out every Monday as usual. I will say is when the White Sox do make a move or around the winter meetings, we'll come out with a couple of podcasts to talk about, you know, possible trades, free agent signings, you know, speculation going on with the White Sox. And then obviously if there is a big signing or a trade, you know, we'll do an emergency podcast. Like we mentioned earlier, Craig Kimbrel will be on his way. He's going to be traded. And the question is, when will he be traded? And, you know, when he does get traded, we'll probably do an emergency podcast for that. And then before you know it, it's going to be spring training. Pitchers and catchers report in 4 months. You know, we'll do, you know, every 2 weeks we'll do spring training podcasts. And then before you know it, it's opening day for the White Sox. So that's going to be the future. I do want to say I appreciate all the viewers, all the listeners, all the followers for, you know, tuning in this 2021 season. It was very fun to do these podcasts, obviously, and it still is, and I can't wait for the 2022 season. 2021 was one of my favorite seasons as a White Sox fan, and, you know, doing these podcasts and talking, you know, White Sox baseball and having guests on some shows and talking White Sox baseball at them, it was very fun to do. I feel like, you know, this is a podcast that obviously it's not the one, you know, the White Sox Talk podcast on NBC, but this is a podcast that I really hope viewers can listen to. And, you know, if they don't have some insight on information on the White Sox, that I'm able to give them that insight, insightful information. You know, and some of you guys, I have received feedback from you guys on my podcast, and I do appreciate that. I appreciate you guys tuning in and giving me your thoughts. You know, that's one thing I can ask more of. You know, I thank for Chicago Sports Nation for giving me this opportunity of doing these podcasts, of course. But yeah, we're going to take a couple weeks off of doing the White Sox Nation podcast. But once we get into those winter meetings and if there's trades and free agencies, then we're going to be coming out the emergency podcast. And I hope you guys all tune in. But once again, I think you'll offer a great 2021 season. I hope to get you and a lot more of your friends for the 2022 season. This is the White Sox Nation Podcast. Your host, Jack Thiel, signing off.